and welcome to On the Brighter Side. I'm your host, Monica Tanner, and I'm excited about our episode today. I haven't done a solo episode in a long time, and I wasn't originally planning this episode. I have so many fantastic interviews lined up for you in June, but I realized that every year on my birthday, I do a birthday episode, and this will be my third one, and I did not want to miss the opportunity to recap the last year and all of the incredible things that I have learned in the last year of my life. So this episode is going to be a little bit different. I have no script. I just have a couple of ideas. It's going to be a little bit of some random musings, things that I have learned in the last year, and some announcements of really exciting things that are coming up in the next few months for the podcast. So I just want to start with an immense amount of gratitude. I have learned over the past few years the power of gratitude to really help us see the good in the world. Now, if you're listening to this not in real time, let me give you a little perspective on where we're at in the world. So today is May 31st, 2020. We're going into about the fourth month of this COVID-19 international shutdown, where they've canceled schools and closed down businesses, and the world is reeling from this international pandemic and all of the consequences that are flowing from it. In addition to that, right now in our country, we're having massive riots in big cities protesting law enforcement and the disease of racism that still plagues our country, and we're grappling with the painful consequences of that. So there's a lot of things to be fearful of right now. And I've learned, especially in the last few months, the power of gratitude to be able to put all of this into perspective, the pain and heartache that so many of our brothers and sisters in the world are facing. But we can't be paralyzed by fear. And while it's so important to feel all the emotions that come from this, it's equally as important to keep moving forward and to doing what we can to turn the tide and use our own influence, however small or mighty it might be, to educate and uplift and to put our best foot forward. Especially over the last year of my life, my personal purpose and mission has come very clearly into focus. I've been obsessed with what makes marriages strong and lasting since I was about 12 years old, and my parents got a divorce, and it drastically changed the trajectory of my whole life. For a 12-year-old who lived a very charmed life, after my parents announced their divorce, I moved out of the only home I had ever known, away from my caretaker who had been with our family since before I was born. We moved to a new city, to a new school. My dad quickly remarried and I gained a new step family, and my mom moved across the country at a time when I needed her the most. That was in middle school, and we all know how difficult middle school can be, even under the most perfect of circumstances. And then there was high school, which presented its own set of challenges. And while looking back, I would say that I enjoyed high school. I definitely faced my own set of challenges and heartaches and so many opportunities for growth. It is through many of these challenges that I learned my own strength, creativity, resilience, and determination to make the best out of really difficult situations. Then on to college, where I studied sociology and child development with the intention of going into the field of social work so that I could work with families and couples. But God had different plans for me, and the summer I graduated from college was the summer I met my husband. So instead of completing a graduate program, we got married and started a family while he finished his education. While getting married was the best decision I have ever made, our marriage hasn't always been without struggle. I've definitely had the opportunity to learn through experience many difficult lessons. After our first child was born, we miscarried, which was very difficult. During that time, I had 2 painful foot surgeries and a major knee surgery. And then we had 3 more children. I experienced extreme postpartum anxiety after each one of our children were born. And that's a pattern that continued for a long time afterwards. These experiences helped me to create the 5-step framework for complete connection and intimacy that I teach to my students and clients today. While many of the things we went through were difficult and painful, and I would never wish to repeat them, I definitely learned again so much about my own personal strength and the strength of our relationship that I wouldn't change for anything in the whole world. After being a stay-at-home mom for 15 years, I learned that while my family will always be my top priority, that I do better when I have something that is my own to work for and strive for in a contribution that I can make in the world. When my 4th child went to school full time, I decided it was time for me to really figure out what I wanted to do. So I went back to graduate school again to become a marriage and family counselor, only to find that after 3 semesters, it wasn't how I was going to make my contribution. And so I dropped out of the program and I became really depressed because I knew I had this passion and I knew I wanted to help strengthen marriages. I just had no idea how to do it. And over the last 3 years, I've had the opportunity to start this podcast, to find my voice, to learn what I'm most passionate about and who I most wanted to serve. And I'm clearer now than I've ever been. And I'm so grateful to those of you who listen to the podcast and have a strong desire to strengthen your marriages and experience complete connection and intimacy. It is just in the past year that I've been able to process all of the experiences of the past. And do you ever wonder, like, why did this thing happen to me? Why did I have to go through that challenge or pain or heartache? And I realized that all of those things that hurt so badly at the time were preparing me for this one purpose and mission. And it all fits so perfectly together that I can no longer deny that this is why I, Monica Tanner, was given the passion and abilities, the creativity and skill set and all the experiences so that I could help families in this way. And so I'm really excited to announce the start of our Women's Sexual Health series starting next week with intimacy expert Dana B. Myers. We've got sex therapists like Laura Brotherson and Cami Hurst, a urologist whose passion is helping women understand their bodies more fully, and Kristen Jensen, who's written books helping parents teach their children about the dangers of pornography. I have so many fantastic interviews lined up because I feel so passionate about the importance of helping women experience the magic of sexual intimacy. And so over the next couple of months, I hope that you will join us for these incredible interviews that I have lined up. I'll also be discussing Knowing Her Intimately, 12 Keys of Creating a Sextraordinary Marriage over on my YouTube channel, which is going to be so much fun. I'm also opening up the 14-day Complete Intimacy Challenge that I created with sex therapist Cami Hurst, which is a fantastic way to start your journey towards complete intimacy. It's a 14-day challenge, and it's a really simple assessment assignment each day for 14 days that run through friendship, romance, and sexual intimacy that will give you a fantastic head start if experiencing complete intimacy with your partner is a goal that you have. And it definitely should be, because sexual intimacy is the highest expression of deep love and connection that can be experienced by a human on this earth, in my opinion. And so I hope you'll take advantage of these incredible projects that I have been working on for you. Seriously, I'm so excited about all the projects I've been working on that are all designed to help you better understand the female sexual response. And I think it's equally as important for women and men to understand how this all works and the benefits of a healthy, thriving sex life. So as always, I'm here for you. If you want to schedule a 30-minute relationship breakthrough call with me, I have opened up my schedule for those once again. I've opened up the 14-day complete intimacy challenge, and I will make both of those links available in the show notes. Join me next week for Dana B. Myers, who helps mamas find their mojo. And until then, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.